Chapter 21. Clark. The tension in the infirmary tent was so thick, Clark could practically feel it pressing against her chest when she breathed. She hovered wordlessly at Talia's side, trying in vain to battle the infection that had already claimed her kidneys and seemed hell-bent on taking her liver next, seething in silent fury at Octavia's selfishness. How could she sit there, watching Talia slip in and out of consciousness, and not return the stolen medicine? But then she glanced over to the corner, where Octavia lay curled up. The sight of her round cheeks and thick lashes made her look painfully young, and Clark's anger was replaced by doubt and guilt. Maybe Octavia hadn't done it. But if not, who had? Her eyes lowered to the bracelet that encased her wrist. If Talia could just hold on until the next wave of colonists arrived, she'd be okay. But there was no knowing when that would be. The Council would wait until they had conclusive data on the radiation levels, regardless of what was happening on Earth. Talia's death, she knew, would matter as little to the Council as Lily's had. Orphans and criminals didn't count. As she watched Talia's labored breathing, Clark felt a surge of white-hot fury. She refused to sit here and just wait for her friend to die. Hadn't humans cured illnesses for millennia before the discovery of penicillin? There had to be something in the woods that fought infection. She tried to remember what little she'd learned about plants in biology of Earth class. Who knew if those plants were even around anymore? Everything seemed to have evolved strangely after the cataclysm. But she had to at least try. "I'll be back," she whispered to her sleeping friend. Without a word to the Arcadian boy standing guard outside, Clark hurried out of the infirmary and began to walk toward the trees, not bothering to grab anything from the supply tent lest she attract any unwanted attention. But she didn't manage to go more than 10 meters without a familiar voice scratching at her eardrums.
"Where are you going?"
Wells asked as he fell in step next to her.
"Looking for medicinal plants."
She was too tired to lie to Wells, and it didn't matter anyway. He always saw through her lies. Somehow, the self-righteousness that blinded him to the most glaring truths didn't prevent him from reading the secrets in her eyes.
"I'll come with you."
"I'm fine on my own, thanks," Clark said, increasing her pace, as if that could possibly deter the boy who'd traveled across the solar system to be with her. "You stay here in case they need someone to lead an angry mob."
"You're right. Things got a little out of hand last night," he said with a frown. "I didn't mean for anything bad to happen to Octavia. I only wanted to help. I know you need that medicine for Talia."
"You only wanted to help. I've heard that one before." Clark whipped around to face Wells. She didn't have the time or the energy to deal with his need for redemption right now.
"Guess what, Wells? Someone ended up confined this time, too."
Wells stopped in his tracks, and Clark jerked her head away, unable to look at the hurt in his eyes. But she refused to let him make her feel guilty. Nothing she could say to him could begin to approximate the pain he'd caused her. Clark stared straight ahead as she strode into the trees, still half expecting to hear the thud of footsteps behind her. But this time, there was only silence.